Asuras Eilu Veilu. These are the women who are forbidden for both the husband and the Yavam. Who are they? Kohen Gadol Shnos Samona, Kohen Gadol married a widow. V'yesh lo ach Kohen Gadol, he's got a brother to Kohen Gadol. So they both, neither of them can be married to this woman. O Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen Kosher, who's a Kovalo Kohen, Shnos Chalolo, married a woman who was desecrated for Kuna. V'yesh lo ach Kosher, and he has another brother, who's a kosher Kohen as well, so they're both forbidden to this woman. Yisrael Shnos Mamzeres, or a Jewish fellow who married, regular Jewish fellow, married a Mamzeres, Yishlach Yisrael and his brother's a regular Jewish fellow as well, they're both forbidden. And vice versa, Mamzer Shnos Yisrael, so Mamzer married a regular Israelis, Yishlach Mamzer, and he has a brother who's a Mamzer. Asura Seilu Veilu, in both all these women are also to both their husband and to the Yavam. V'shar kol nashim, all the women, mutaros v'aleni, a man, and all the women are permitted both their husbands and to their Yavamim. So the Marvili and Nuna, there's no, I know these it, but there are no others. V'yizacharne, I got other ones. Sotaf, a woman was licentious in marriage. So now Sur Lazelazet, she's forbidden to her husband and to the Yavam. Chalutza, asurul zeluzet. If a woman underwent chalitza, so she's forbidden to both. I'm not sure. Actually, we're talking about a chalutza to a kohen. I think if she's chalutza to a kohen, she's also both to both. Grusha also was be also to both to if they're both kohanim. To a dakish nosuk shema, if you have a man who has a blemish in his genitals, and shnosuk shema, who's got married a kosher woman, v'yeshlach to a daka. Yes, brothers also to a daka. She's forbidden for both.
On the Messiah, Rabbi Yonah, since all these principles were left out, these because they're left out, this move for Rabbi Yonah, the Amro said, Lace Klole the Rebbe Klolin. The principles of Rebbe are not valid principles, meaning that there are other cases which are left out of the principal case.
Okay?
Regarding the Sota case, she drank the Myanmar.
What?
She didn't die, even though she was a Sota.
Oh, she was never brought to a trial.
Oh, so she didn't drink the water.
Yeah, she didn't drink the water, that's right.
So why is she a sewer to the Baal? If she never went to the coin and drank the water.
No, if she went to the coin, she dies.
Right.
Yeah, but this is a case where she was Mizana and there was never any... They didn't punish her. She didn't get around to any consequences. She was just forbidden. She wasn't divorced yet. Okay, she had to get divorced, but she hadn't gotten divorced yet.
Oh,
so she was still around. And then her husband dies.
Definite
sota. Definite sota, right? She wasn't just a question one.
The question: you don't really have to bring the person to the
court. No, only if they refuse to admit what happened.
Oh.
Okay, and there's only one witness for this whole bunch of circumstances. Shtiyas b'divrei sofrim. Now, there are cases where the woman is also the rabbanan. Now, I told you to bring the nachas tzvi, but I didn't even bring myself. It's not that necessary because I looked at it this afternoon. But imagine if a person is married to his grandmother. Is married to his own grandmother. This is the rabbanan. The person is married to his grandmother. Okay, shtiyas b'divrei sofrim. Shneel about, so sometimes it's forbidden to the husband, velo shneel yavam, not to the yavam, if the yavam is his half-brother, and therefore they don't share the same grandmother. So she would be forbidden to the husband and permitted to the yavam, right? And vice versa, sometimes asulabau, in that case she's also for the husband, who will tear the yavam and permit it to the yavam. And vice versa, the next case is shneel yavam, a case where it's the grandmother of the yavam, below shneel abal, and not also to the husband, right? So in that case, asul yavam, she's forbidden to the yavam, when Mutaris the Baal, she's permitted to remain married, of course, to her husband if he doesn't die. If it's, and then she dies, so she's also to go to the Yavam. Shniel Zelzev, she's a grandmother both, since they both share the common grandmother. Asul Zelzev, then she's forbidden on both.
Ein lo, now what happens in this case where she's forbidden? So ein lo ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva. Why? Because we want to encourage divorce as soon as possible. This is the rabbanon to be married. And a ksuva is a tool which Chazal invented in order to prevent divorces. But who we want the divorce to occur, right? Below peros. However, on the other hand, as Gemara will point out, this is to her. If the husband does eat the fruit off her trees, she doesn't get reimbursed for that. That right the husband retains. Below mazon, she doesn't get sustained. Below blow, she cannot take the clothes off her the rags on her back when she leaves the marriage. Normally, the clothes she takes off on her back, even if they belong to the husband, she gets to keep. Not in this marriage. Vavlatkosh, however, since it's only an issur d'rabbanan, so the child born of this union is a kosher child. Kovin asoloti, we compel him, however, to divorce. Amon l'kohen gadol, if a widow marries a kohen gadol, grusha chalutza kohen hedya, a woman who's a divorcee, or when a chalutza marries a regular kohen, mamzeres in Isina, a woman who's a mamzeres, or an Isina also is forbidden to marry into the Jewish nation, who marries Yisrael. Basisul nosin, l'mamzer nosin, or vice versa, a regular Jewish girl who marries a man who's a mamzer nosin, then we also force a divorce. However, v'yeshlem ksuva, in that case, the women have a ksuva, and the woman's going to explain why. Okay? Now this is a quote from the Mishnah. Shnias, mitiv yourself, in Shnias are asad rabbon, and Shnias about, we have a case where she's forbidden to husband, because some husband's grandmother, or some other similar case, but she's not a shniya, she's not forbidden even the rabbanan to the yava. So in that case we said, she's forbidden to the husband, but permitted to the yava. Does she get a ksuva once she goes to the yava? Do we say that since she's permitted to the yava, yesh lo ksuva, so she has to get a ksuva from the yavam, because that marriage is already permissible. Do we say that since the custom is that, or the halacha is that the ksuva of the woman who underwent yibum is still under lien from the first husband's property, so since that's the case, via sura lo, since she was also to her first husband, ain't no ksuva, perhaps she no longer, she doesn't have a ksuva. In other words, just because now later marriage became mutter to the yava, maybe still she lost her ksuva from the get-go when she was also to her husband. And vice versa. What about shnia liyavam, lo shnia labah? What if she's also to the yavam, midrabban, in other words, the yavam is now her grandson or something like to that ilk, but even though she's not also to the original husband, does she get a ksuva in that case? Mao shia lo ksuva. It's a yavam, did she get a ksuva by the yavam? Miakashi asuro, since she is, do we say the church, she's also to the yavam, so therefore, ain't no ksuva, she doesn't get a ksuva. Or miakashi ksuvas on nixte balavishon, do I say that since the ksuva of yavam harks back to the first marriage, and the first marriage she was permissible, muteroso, she was permitted to the first husband, so I might say she yesh lo ksuva, she still retains her ksuva, and then of course, like all good questions of the sword in the Yerushalmi, it is not answered. Okay? For lo peros. Now, not fruit. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shein lo alea el achilos peros bilvad. He has no rights as a husband to her except to eat the fruit off her tree and not to pay her back for this. Now, the reason why he doesn't have to pay her back for this is that, let me put this way. Normally, the ksuva says that the husband has the right to eat the fruit of his wife's trees, because Chazal made a trade-off. They said if she gets taken captive, he has to redeem her. So it's a trade-off. If he eats fruit, in order that, and therefore if she's taken captive, he has to put up the money to redeem her. So in that, and it says in the ksuva that the reason why this is expressed, requirement upon him is put expressed, and I will take you back to a wife if you get taken into captivity. Okay? So the thing is, here he can't take her back for a wife, right? Because she's a woman who's forbidden to him. We're talking about Issur d'Rabbanan, but she's forbidden to him. So therefore, even though he gets the fruit, he doesn't have to do the flip side of that, which is to redeem her if she gets taken to captivity. So he doesn't have to pay because Chazal didn't deprive him of the right to eat the fruit. Nor does he have to repay nor does he have to redeem her if she goes to captivity, because on a technicality, since he won't be able to take her back as a wife after she's redeemed, so therefore he's exempt from going
so
back to redeeming.
So he actually benefits twice.
Right.
Even though it's his fault why
right.
The marriage is
right.
Called.
Right. This is on a technicality, he gets his benefit. That's basically what they're trying to say here. Tani, now there's an argument here. Tani Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, and actually this is Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina, interrupts the flow here, as you'll see in a minute. So Rabbi Yossi Tzaidina said of Rabbi Yirmiya, a Bryce, or Polyg Rabbi Yirmiya, which are Rabbi Yirmiya, it says, now he's allowed to get the fruit, but also Zakeh B'mtziyosa, if she finds something, he gets to keep it. Right, so there, her handiwork, he gets to keep it. But for us today, he can annul her vows, even though he's supposed to divorce her, but in the meantime, he has those rights as a husband. Says Gemara, Tavlin Beis Amrav, now explaining what Rabbi Yirmiya meant before. I already explained it to you, but here it is inside. Malvo pears, what does it mean, not fruit? She'ena yechol lohotzi mena achilas pears she'achal. She cannot get extract from him the consumption of fruit which he consumed. Rabbi Yosef said, kol sha'a habi Rabbi Yilo amrali. All the time, Rabbi Yilo used to nudge me and tell me, Tani masdisach learning your braisa, Yorsha metamela. That not only does he have this right as husband of the fruit, but he also inherits her and can go to Rulavaya, despite the fact that she's prohibited to him as Nisid Rabbona. I guess he should be happy that she's having a Levaya, because she's offered to him, right? So there, but he can go to the to Levi even if he's a Kohen. Says where the Tani came, we learned. Says more, we learned this way. It's actually a question. The Tani came, did we learn such a thing? It says the time you Adam Lishto Aksheira, they know the time Lishto Psula. Person only is allowed to be Matami for his kosher wife, not for his apostle wife. Servants and she here, she's the apostle wife. He indeed. Lamaisa may not go to the funeral. Rabbi Avun bebar kumei Rabbi Amona. Rabbi Avun has for Amona. Avdishnios. What's the status of the slaves which belong to the woman who's married to a Kohen by in the case of Issa the Rabbanan? Maushok l'b'truma may they eat truma. So he said, Shtok, be quiet, be avalach, and it's good for you. He ocheles. The truth is, she's allowed to eat because she's married to a Kohen. But there ain't no claim, however, slaves cannot eat because their mistress is not allowed to remain married to a Kohen. So therefore she can eat, but her slaves cannot. Okay? Tamatim, let's over there. Get Musa, a get which is compelled by Yisrael, by a Jewish court is kosher, begoyim, get which is compelled by a non-Jewish court is possible is no good. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, puzzle, the get is no good if it's compelled by goyim. However, despite that postal lacuna, we give her the status as a divorcee and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen subsequently. Even if the divorce didn't go through, the Bavli calls that reach haget. There's a whiff of a get here and therefore we can't allow her to marry a Kohen. Despite the fact that the get is no good, since it was compelled by goyim, but since it looks like a get, so therefore once it's given, she's no longer again ever allowed to marry a Kohen.
How do we get around this in modern society?
It only is based in rules. Only based in rules that a divorce must be issued, then can the secular courts go and make enforcement, which is a big problem. You're right. Can't just be compelled by a secular court. That is a problem. Okay?
So that's why usually there's a get that's given first.
Usually there's a base and right.
Then
right.
It goes to civil.
That's right. Okay? Says Gemara, Umar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Achazim Kirveil, go and announce in the cities, Pas Lakuna, that this one's Pas Lakuna, even she gets a get, which is no good. Shmuel Amar, Apostle, Pasul Lakuna, the get is possible, but Pas Lakuna. Shmuel Amar, Emasin El Psul. Now, here's a very fundamental Chiddush. One doesn't compel a divorce unless the woman is a psula to her husband, unless she's unfit for her husband. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel gave an example. He said, "Ein Masin, you do not do compel a get. El Kigon Amar Kohen Gadol Ugrusha Chalutz a Kohen Hediot. It's only if the woman is a psula to her husband, such as Amana, a widow vis-a-vis Kohen Gadol, or Grusha Chalutz a divorcee vis-a-vis a regular Kohen." So says the Gemara, what do you mean? Only this case. Didn't we learn that even Arias, you can compel a get? I mean, even Arias the bunny can compel a get, not just Arias the Raisa. So says Gemara, lo bikin da amar Shmuel. Shmuel wasn't coming to exclude that kind of case. Of course, even if it's an Erevet Rabbanan, it's still considered to be a psula. He was coming to preclude the following case. Vatnina is currently preclude the case. Well, before you get to the case brought down really is a question, but he was coming to preclude the case of not a case where the woman and man are forbidden on each other. Of course, there, even if it's a prohibition which is rabbinic, you force a divorce. He's coming to talk about a case where there's no inherent prohibition, but there's an artificial one. For example, the following case. Latina namadi resishto milan oslo. If somebody takes an oath not to have any benefit from his wife, right? So actually, she will for the next 30 days. Yamid parnas, he can support her through that his wife should not benefit from him for 30 days. He can support her through a parnas, through a third party. Yosimikan, more than that, if it's more than 30 days, the yotzi v'yitin ksuva. He has to divorce her and give her ksuva, right? So there, it's not inherent. It's not intrinsic. It's extrinsic, right? He's not. There's no inherent distribution to them. It's artificial.
There's nothing about the marriage. He just
right.
Proposed
something. So he just. So therefore, in that case, Shmuel would say we don't force a get, right? It's interesting. I think I've heard recently that in nowadays, if a woman has an adulterous liaison under her husband, under her husband, so we really should compel a divorce, but we don't. I think it's based on Shmuel, because Shmuel said it's only if she's a psula. There, the psula is not inherent, but rather it was,
She's an
Eshesish. Right, she's an Eshesish, she was Mizana, right?
Right.
So she committed an Avera. She's not a psula, she committed an Avera. That's what makes her not allowed to stay with her husband. That's what I'm trying to say? Because if it's a Kohen whose wife became a Zona,
yeah,
then that's inherent.
Right.
But if it's Yisrael, there's no psula of Zona, right?
Right.
It's only because she can be an Aveir, which doesn't allow her to sit out and stay underneath her husband. So I was thinking in that case we don't compel a divorce for that reason. That's not that she became psula, and the only time we compel divorce is when she's psula, but she can be an Aveir, and Aveir means she should get divorced, but it's not enough for us to compel a divorce. It's similar to this case over here. Amadis Ishto, if you take an oath that your wife should not benefit from you, so according to Shmuel, in that case, you can't compel a divorce, even though they're not allowed to live together. Okay? So, says one, here's really a caution on Shmuel. Right? Here it says that you actually, you have to divorce her, right? It says here, Yosemikan Yotzi, we think Suva, and it sounds that, that he compelled a divorce. It's Kasha and Shmuel. Says where no Shamanu Shumotzi Shamanu Kofi. It says here he must divorce her. Does it say he beat him until he divorces her? Not necessarily. Now what Shmuel can say is the difference between Motzi, which is where we direct him to do it, and Kofi, where we beat the living daylights out of him until he does do it. So says more, what's the difference between the two types? This is going back to our Mishnah. What's the period? That was the end of Shmuel. I didn't stress enough. Mabinello is a new topic. Going back to the mission, said that Amon of the Kohen Gadol has got a ksuba, right? Shnios, the Rabbanans don't have a ksuba, right? The Arias, the Rabbanan, we can the divorce is affected by taking away a right to a ksuba, by the Arias, we do not. What's the difference? Mabinello, Ella, Aideisha in Divrei Torah, Amon of the Kohen Gadol is an Issa Arias. It's vain to return to chizuk. The rices don't need that much buttress. The vichleim ksuva. That's why they have a ksuva. Ve'elu, the case of a grandmother or such like. Since it's only the Rabbanans, but the Rabbanans are a chizuk. The Rabbanans require a chizuk. Therefore, Elan Ksuv, they are more machmir in the case of a Arias the Rabbana, and they deprived her of her Ksuvah. Says more, Yisubay Meimah, some say, wanted to say a different pshat. They wanted to say, Elu Adesha Knossin B'yodon V'yad Avlar. Since by the Kohen who marries an Amada, there's a Knoss in their hands, meaning that they become posel, they become chalolos, and their kids become chalolos. Lo kotsu ben davar acher. They didn't have to make another fine. The vila ishlem ksuva, that's why I have a ksuva. However, the elu, the other women, the women who are shnias, who are only yisud the rabbanon to their husbands, aydesh ain't close beyond them, so therefore they're not defiled by the relationship. We out of blood, and their children not defiled by the relationship. Therefore, kotsu ben davar acher, they have to give another knas. What's a knas? Elan ksuva, they have to deprive them of the ksuva. Manavine, what's the difference between the two positions? Hamachzirus Kusha Somishine says. Somebody who takes back his divorcee after she was married to another man, and of course she's forbidden to him. So does she lose her ksuva or not? Madamar Eloidesha and Divrei Torah, that by Torah operations you don't lose your ksuva. Zuo Ilvil Dvar Torah, since here it's a Doraisa, right? In other words, he transgressed the Issa Doraisa of taking back a woman who was divorced and married to somebody else. So therefore, the vehicle creation of Ksuva, she should get a Riksuva. Vistaboy Meymar, and those who want to say, Eloi, they should knoss and be out of Vlad, that's only a case, where do we let her retain her Ksuva when anyway she's fined in a different direction? That she's a Chalol and her kids a Chalol. Well, in that case, Vizah, if it's the divorcee who's marrying the same guy for the second time around after he married somebody else, Homin Knoss and Beyond said she's not defiled as a result. We are blood and our child is not defiled as a result. So Fichach and Luxuva, therefore we have to find some other fine to find her, and therefore we deprived her of her Ksuva.
Martin Rushoso was a child.
A child?
Was a baby. Yeah, from the second time she's married.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of that child?
Well, nothing, it's fine. Yeah. Even the child born after he takes her back is
fine. That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not a mom's.
Not a mom's, no. Not a mom's, it's Rabbi Yaakov Rachel Amar Rabbi Zirav and Rabbi Hila, Tavernum in the boat says, Bimizonos pleading. So, question whether this, the Amona married the Kohen Gadol, if she gets fed or not, right? Rabbi Yaakov Amar Yesh Mizonos, she gets fed. Amar Rabbi Lezer said, Omer lo tzi, we tell him to divorce her. Batamar Achene, we're going to say that he has to provide her with food. Doesn't make any sense. They also have boy Mema, they wanted to say, Cain, so to betnai ksuva pligin, that the additional elements of the ksuva are also subject to machlokas. Meaning, for example, there's an element of the ksuva which say that the daughter of the wife, not the daughter of this husband, but the daughter of this wife from previous marriage gets fed by the current husband. That's one of the Tanai Ksuva. Mizona Sabas. Another Tanai Ksuva is that if the wife predeceases the husband, so their inheritance should go to, not to the husband, or not fully to the husband, but it should go to her own children. That's also a Tanai Ksuva. It's called Ksuva's Barin Dirchem, the Ksuva of the male children. So what about that? In Amon HaKohen Gadol, where there are these prenuptial agreements made, do the prenups stand even though they must get divorced or not? Okay, so they want to say it's a machlokas. Now, Korban Eda says, putting here also the what the machlokas would be, although the Gemara does not. So as Rabbi Yonah would say, that Amon HaKohen Gadol does have the Tanai Ksuva, does have those prenup agreements. And Rabbi Lez said, no, kol amon mode, it's not that way. Now, and the Gemara then says, kol amon mode, everybody agrees she ain't lemizonos, that she doesn't get food, okay? In other words, she cannot get, after her husband dies, she doesn't get sustained in the husband's house as his widow, because she should have gotten divorced during his lifetime. The reason why that is true is because they find her heirs, they certainly are going to find her So it means that if they don't, she doesn't get a ksuva, she's certainly not going to get mizonos, right? Her heirs are not going to inherit her ksuva, she's certainly not going to get mizonos out of the husband for herself. But Tiyu says they argued about whether to give her food or not. So Harbit Tanai Ksuva Lo holds it, did not argue whether she gets a Tanai Ksuva or not. Loma, why not? But Katsub Lo Katsub Yosher, they find her, but they didn't find her heirs, meaning they're not going to deprive them of their potential inheritance.
I have a Yerushalmi type question.
Yes.
Hamakhir Bushoso, who's a Kohen.
Yes.
So he's over on two wives.
Right.
Marrying a divorcee and marrying a Hamakhir Bushoso.
Yeah.
Can she eat truma the second time around?
No.
If it was the first time that she was divorced.
Yeah.
She would be able to eat truma.
Right.
But because it's the second time, so she can't.
Well, I think maybe she was allowed to exhume until they have bia, because until then she's kosher. As long as they're just betrothed, they're okay.
It's a full marriage.
Yeah, no, then they have to stop. Once it's consummated, after she has to stop being truma. So just to go over what I just read, it's a by mizonos, whether she herself gets fed after her husband dies, it's a machlok Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's another opinion that even the Tanai Ksuva, which has to do more with her heirs than herself, her daughter, her sons, that also is a machlok Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. There's another opinion that everybody holds that she gets fined. I mean, there's machlokas whether she gets fined or not, whether she gets mizonos. But her heirs, everybody holds they don't get fined. It's not fair. Okay, she commit aver, but what do they do? So therefore, we don't deprive them of their portion allotted to them in the prenuptial agreements. Okay? Halacha hey, Bas Yisrael wrestles with going. Now here's really your series of questions similar to yours. I don't know if your case comes up, but Bas Yisrael wrestles with going. If a regular Jewish girl is engaged, betrothed to a Kohen, Mubes, because she's pregnant from a Kohen. Shmeres Yom Kohen, she's a Yavama waiting to be Misya Bemes by a Kohen. The Chaim Bas Kohen, and so to the daughter of a Kohen, Yisroel, to wait into who's in any of these situations to Yisroel, both of them will talk about Truma. They may not eat Truma. Okay? Because they're not full, they don't have the prerequisite, which is either to be married to a Kohen, to have a child by a Kohen, or to be a Koheness and not yet married to Yisroel. Okay? Now, here's a very interesting case. The Bible says it's going only according to a mayor. Bas Yisrael Mureses Levi. If a Jewish girl is engaged to a Levi, Muberes Me Levi, she's pregnant by a Levi, Shomer Siyom Levi, she's Shomer Siyom vis-a-vis a Levi, she's meant to be Messiah Bemis. Okay, Bas Levi Yisrael, Tutu Bas Levi Yisrael. Lo tocha b'meiser, she can't eat meiser. Now, our permission is going to occur. Mayor holds that meiser as kedusha, and a non-kalevi may not eat meiser. We don't paskin like him. But there's such an opinion, right? Mayor's opinion. Bas Levi, Mores is the Kohen. If a Bas Levi is betrothed to a Kohen, Mubaris me Kohen, is pregnant by a Kohen, Sharas Yomaka is ranged from Yim by a Kohen, the Chaim Bas Kohen Levi, and so to a Bas Kohen, same situation Levi, lo yochu lo betrum lo meiser, they can't eat either one, which is, of course, very difficult. The Chordish, if it's at least the Bas Kohen should be allowed to eat meiser, because no matter what, she's still about to marry Levi. She's about to marry Levi in the last case too, right? Bas Kohen LeLevi, right? So no matter what, she should have the right to privilege. Okay, the more I say. Bas Omeres LeKohen. Now do we know the daughter of Israel, who's betrothed to Kohen, may not eat Truma yet. Because it says, Kol Tor B'Beis LeYochanu. And he told our person, in your house, B'Leis, you go B'Beis, she's not in his house. The Bavli actually holds it to the Rabbanan, that a betrothed may not eat Truma, because they were afraid that she might give it to somebody who she shouldn't give it to. But Yushami holds it to the Raisa, as you see here, right?
It's not a full marriage yet.
Mm-hmm.
So they know until it's over. So.
Bavli still holds to Rabbanan. Then it says, if she's pregnant, me Kohen. So no, it says you lead bias. You lead bias means a born child allows the mother to eat. Ain't got any lead bias, she's not born. He's not born yet. The Shemeres Yoav and Lekoin. It's waiting on the go give my coach Kenny called to Arpe Beis Lechlenu. Has to be in the house. Lacy go base. And once she goes, once her husband dies, and she hasn't on the gan yibu yet, she's not yet in the house. V'chein bas kohen liyisroel, and so to the daughter of kohen liyisroel. Same idea. By she get once she's betrothed, she can no longer eat truma. Why? Bas kohen kitieli zor. Bas kohen even when she is for a foreign person, even though she's not yet in his house. She's already also to eat truma. So even if they just went to Kiddushin and not Nisuin, she still can't eat truma, right? Muberes Misrael, she's pregnant from Misrael, Shemeres Yoav Misrael, but she's Shemeres Yoav and anticipating being Misabeles by Israel, she cannot eat truma either. Why? Because she has to be Rishav El Beis Aviyah, she has to be able to return to her father's house. She can't here. Probably Shemeres Yoav, because the Shemeres Yoav is still under, you know, it's kind of captivity to the father-in-law's house, right? But so she has to go back home yet.
Abbas Kohen, who's Moresis to Israel, can still live in her father's house.
No, but she's Leishzor already. So since she's Leishzor, she's already married, even though she's not in the house of the foreign guy, so she can't eat truma anymore. See, by the Israelis who wants to eat truma because she's marrying a Kohen, says she has to be in the Beis HaKohen. That's only after the Nisuin, after the Chuppah. But it says when a Bas Kohen marries Israel, she's out of eating truma already when she's each Zor, before she enters the house of the non-Kohen.
Just she's living in her father's.
Right, but since she already has affinity to the non-Kohen, so she's up the creek. Okay? Is that clear?
Yeah, I don't recall that from before.
Well, I don't know if we had it before either, but I don't know if we had it before because this is really the first place where it's supposed to come up. I mean, we didn't discuss it in detail. We probably made reference to it, but we didn't discuss it in detail, so I can't vouch for it.
Even
Bavli. Oh, come on. You don't remember that 7.5 years ago. I challenge that. Okay. As much respect as I have for your memory, Uveres Yisrael or Shemeres Yoav Yisrael. Again, if she's pregnant by Yisrael or Shemeres Yoav Yisrael, she's always going because she can't. She can't be a kohen. So Shavel Beis Aviyah. It's got to be the go back in her father's house. She can't. Shemeres Yoav. She's still under Zika. Pekino Ranch has to be able to go back here as a youth. Batlum Uveres, as opposed to when she's pregnant. Bas Yisrael Moresh is Levi. The same thing by a Jewish girl, regular Jewish girl, is betrothed to Levi. Atu Beisrim, who can eat Maaser? You, Levi, and your household. Lacy, go Lacy, she's not yet in his house. Uveres Levi, if she's engaged, if she has a fetus by a Levi, she still can't eat. Levi Bais, because it's got to be somebody who's born into the house, being kind of elite. Bais, not born into the house yet. Rabbi Yosef said, I don't understand. Klum sleep, see elite bias a little Kohen. But the elite bias it says, but by Kohen, how can you extrapolate to Levi? So it's more, it's a logic. Kemad Tamar Tamon, how you lude Machil, Shay Yolude and Machil. So you say, by Kohen, the one who's born allows to eat Truma, the one who's not born does not eat Truma, does not allow to eat Truma. Hachanami, so do by Meiser, we extrapolate logically. Hayelud Machil, the one who's born allows the mother to eat Truma. Shaylod, if he's not yet born, Amach, he doesn't allow the woman to eat Truma. Shemeres Yoav Levi, what about a Shemeres Yoav, who's about to be Yibum by Levi? Doesn't work either. Why? Because the Temu Beisrep has to be you in your house. Vlavi go Beis, and she's not yet in the house. V'chein Bas Levi, Ubas Kohen. And so too, Bas Levi, Bas Kohen, Ki Tiel Ish Zor. Right? They have to stop eating truma or maaser the moment they're married, betrothed. They can't continue eating truma or maaser until the moment they enter the chuppah, but even from their betrothed. So it says, Mahaki said, lo bas kohen. See, if it says only about the daughter of a kohen, then when she's betrothed to a foreigner, she can't eat the truma. But then say that about a levia who's betrothed to a foreigner. Says, Mar, no. Bas. It says, Bas. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Bas. It says the word bas twice. Achas bas koyev, achas bas levi, and that's extraneous pasuk. These are the same thing applies to the daughter of a levi. Bas koyev, she needs to eat so choseres v'chos. Now, the daughter of a kohen who married Yisrael goes back and she eats, right? Bas koyev is married to Yisrael, goes back and she eats if she had no kids. Bas Yisrael, she needs to eat l'kohen, the daughter of Yisrael, who's married to a kohen, if she has no kids, choseres, she goes back home. Veino chels, and she cannot eat. Skip the next three lines, they're redundant, we had them before. Bas levi mureses l'kohen, the daughter of a levi who's a fiance to a kohen, she's betrothed to a kohen, she cannot not eat truma because kol tor bebeischo yochlenu, because she has to be tor bebeischo, and lacy go beischo, she's not in the house. Muberes mikohen, she's pregnant from a kohen, she still can't eat because the levi has to be something born in the house. Being only biased, and he's not born in the house. Shomeres Yovam leKohen. If she's so trans, I'm waiting for the Yovam to do Yibum. So then, Kol Torah Veis Kani Truma, because Kol Torah Veis Yochlenu says anybody Torah in your house, lazy go basis, she's not inside the house. Nechem Bas Kohen. Now here comes the last case in the Mishnah. Nechem Bas Kohen. So to the daughter of a Kohen, we said little Levi was betrothed to a Levi. Lo Tocha. Lo yichlu lo b'trum lo meiser, not allowed to eat neither truma neiser. Nicha b'truma lo so chal, and says she's not allowed to eat truma because she's not yet married to the kohen, right? They're not yet consummated. She's only betrothed. But the meiser manavshach. Why could she eat meiser no matter what? Inko kohen. It's if she's still a kohen, it's like she was born, right? A CFB, a kohen from birth. So then he told chel she's allowed to eat because kohen is included in Levi. And if she's already a Leviah because she's about to get married, right? So Leviah eat ochel, Leviah can eat as well, so why can't she eat? So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Yochanan said, ah, command them our ain't nicely mice of lacuna. It's going to be repeated that you're not supposed to give mice to Kohanim, only to Leviah. I don't remember this opinion, but obviously there's such opinion. Have a am I nicely mice lacuna? But you're right. That according to opinion which holds that that you can give ma'aser to kohanim and a chanami, then the she would have daughter of a kohen about to marry Levi would be able to eat truma in the to eat ma'aser, excuse me, in the interim period. Okay, basi loch of avav basi sol shnisis l'kohen tocha b'truma. Now if a basi sol marries a kohen, she eats truma. Mace, if the husband dies, the kohen v'lov men abem, but she still has a son for him, tocha b'truma, she's allowed to continue to eat truma. Nisus Levi, what if she marries a Levi now? So tocha meiser, she's allowed to eat meiser. Mace, v'lov men abem, if her husband Levi dies, there, but she has a son for him, tocha meiser, she can eat meiser. Nisus Sofer, in her third marriage, she marries a regular Yisrael, lo tocha lo b'truma lo ma'aser, then even though she has kids in the first two marriages, a kohen and a Levi kid, since right now she's married to Yisrael, she can't eat not truma nor ma'aser.
Even though she doesn't have any kids from Yisrael?
Right, even if she doesn't have any kids. Okay? Now, let's work backwards. She had a kid from Yisrael, and k'tin the kid, she had a kid from Yisrael, and then Yisrael died. Okay, so working back, and Yisrael died. So Mace ben Yisrael now work backwards. Her son from the Yisrael also died. So then she reverts back to the previous marriage in the totem pole, which was to a Levi. Tochama Meiser. She can eat Meiser because she still has a son who's a Levi, right? Tochama Meiser mi Levi. Tochama Meiser mi Levi. Now what if her son who's a Levi dies, right? So then she goes back another notch on the belt. Tochama B'truma, she could still eat Truma as a Kohen, right? Kohenis, right? Mace Benami Kohen, because she has to share the son by the Kohen. Now, if her son by the Kohen died, so then, lo sochal, lo b'truma, lo b'maiser. She can't eat truma, nor maiser. So, general principle mission is that each additional marriage is an additional overlay. And this overlay can be overlaid and removed as well. So, first marriage is the Kohen, she had a kid by the Kohen. Second marriage is the Levi, she had a kid by the Levi. Third marriage is Yisrael, she had a kid by Yisrael. So now, if Yisrael dies, she reverts back to the previous marriage, the Levi. If Levi dies, she reverts back to the previous marriage, the Kohen, in terms of how in terms of what she can eat.
I would have thought that if she has a child from the kohen and then a child from the lady, that she can eat both truma and maaser.
No, it's not the case.
Not one knocks the other one off.
Right, one knocks the other off. The last one knocks her off, right.
Yeah, but the last one is Yisrael doesn't even have a child and knocks out the other, knocks out the maaser.
Right, right.
That I don't understand the logic.
Oh, it's because she's married to him now. That's her status.
All right.
She's Mrs. Yisrael. She only goes back to the previous status if her husband, the current husband, dies.
Yeah.
Okay, Mace Cohen, she needs this to Yisrael. Now, Bas Cohen, she says, so. You have a daughter of a Cohen tribe who married Yisrael. Lotel Abshuma, she may not eat Shuma. Mace, if the husband dies, the man abandoned, she has a son from him. We'll tell him Truma, she still may not eat Truma. This is a Levi. What happens if she had a son, so she retained the son, and then she married a Levi? The Chomaiser, she can eat Meiser. Mace, Loy, Man, or Ben, if she died and she still has a son from the Levi, so then the Chomaiser, she continues to eat Meiser. Nisays, Le Kohen, if she then marries the Kohen, so then. That's okay. Torah b'truma, right? She can eat truma. Mace lo man ben. Now we're going backwards again. If the last husband, the kohen, dies and she still has a kohen son, torah b'truma, she can eat truma. Mace b'no ami kohen, if her son from the kohen dies, lo torah b'truma. Milevi. If her son from the Levi dies, lo torah b'meiser, she can't eat meiser. Mason or Yisrael, for a son from Yisrael dies, Chosez of Esir that goes back to her father's house. I'll say no on this, it says, since there's nobody left to inherit her, the show of Esir via Kinneret goes back to her father's house like her youth. Okay? Says more further. Rabbi Levinte, or Leunte, I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. Boy, Rabbi Yonah asked for Rabbi Yonah. Nicha Basko and Shis Yisrael, I understand the daughter of Bakoy marries Yisrael, Chosez for Ochelos. She goes back to eat truma, which is to her advantage. But what about Basis? I'm going to learn this like read Bas here. Top of them, give them off. What about Basis? So Shanice is a Kohen. A regular Jewish girl who married a Kohen. Once he dies, she should still be suitable to eat, even if she has no kids. What stops her from eating? I was asking a very basic question. How do you know that the daughter of Yisrael, who marries a Kohen and then the Kohen dies, must stop eating truma? Where does it say that in the Chumash anywhere, right?
It
doesn't say. No.
Living in the house of the Kohen?
No.
She's going back to her father's house.
So suppose she doesn't want to go back home.
But there's no connection to the Kohen anymore, except that her husband, well, her dead husband.
So it's still a dead husband, is also, because she was madly in love with him. Could be, right? So I'm Malay, so the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, Ravana Mashiach and Rav said, Mao Bas Kohen, what does Bas Kohen mean? Mitabi. It doesn't mean daughter. It can mean student, too. So since that's the case, in order to teach him, you have to be the daughter of a Kohen. Or student of the Kohen. What's the daughter of a Kohen, student of a Kohen? A daughter of a Kohen is really a daughter of a Kohen. A student of a Kohen means a Yisraelis who's under the tutelage of a Kohen. When is she under the tutelage of a Kohen? When she's married to him. She's not married, she's not under the tutelage of the Kohen anymore. And the Gemara brings a proof, very interesting proof. Gemara Tema, like it says, Bas Bovel Hashaduda. It says, the Navi calls Edom the daughter of Bovel, the bandit, the one which was underwent banditry. So in any event, that's about Rome. And that's more of Chibas Bavel. I saw, was Rome the daughter of Bavel? El Shanases Kemaisa Bavel. She was the student of Bavel and followed her example in destroying Eretz Yisrael. So Bas doesn't always mean daughter. Sometimes it means student, and that's the case here as well.
Also the term Ben Torah.
Ben Torah, also the same idea. That's correct. Very good. Right, same idea. Rabbi Yisrael Abu Mishem Rav said, a different shot, he said, Shtei Bonos Amuz Papaj, it says Bas twice. Achas chazeres v'chels, one goes back to eat. Achas chazeres v'ena nochels, one goes back and doesn't eat. Bas koin shnis Yisrael, the daughter of a koin who married Yisrael, chazeres v'chels, she goes back home and eats. Bas Yisrael shnis is the koin, the daughter of a koin, Yisrael goes married to a koin, chazeres, she goes back home, ena nochels, but she cannot eat. And mar me'atah, and from here we also let out a different nafkimina la'alocha, Nisis l'kosher, she marries a kosher guy, the daughter of a koin, chazeres v'cheles, so then once the kosher dies, she goes back to eat. L'psul, if she marries a posel guy, chazeres, she goes back to the father's house too, but ain't l'chazeres, she cannot eat. Rami Amar, Rami said, halacha, ocheles b'truma, if a regular Jewish woman marries a kohen, she can eat truma. However, ain't no chos because of choke, she can't eat korbanos, the parts of the korbanos. Real chos of choke, you can even eat the korbanos parts of the kohen, the priestly legacy. Tanya Rechim say the rab, there's a rab, Rechia brought a price like rab, which says, milechem, she can eat from the bed of kohanim, if she's the Israelis married to kohanim, lokol lechem, not all the bread. Tanya Rechim by Yochaiwe, Mesail, Rabbi Yochanan. The price of the name Rabbi Shimon assists Rabbi Yochanan says, "Milech ma'via tochel." From all the bread her father can eat, the rabbi's chalos Torah includes the chalos brought the Torah, the rakita and nazir, and the flat cakes brought for the nazir. Okay. Hadrolach Yishmu Torah Sabale. New Mishnah. Yishmu Sholach Baalul Namdina Sayam. A woman who says now complete shift of gears, very radical shift of gears. Forget it. No more cases of Yibum. That's it. Shalom Yibum. Shalom, shalom. Ha'isha shalach ba'al l'mdinah sayon. Why, you want to go back? Ha'isha shalach ba'al l'mdinah sayon. A woman whose husband went to Chutz La'aretz, right? Ubo v'amrul, a very famous mission. They came and said to her, Meis ba'alach, your husband died. We need this, and she married somebody else. V'chara ba'ala, and then her first husband rose from the dead. She's got a problem. Teitim mizem, and she's got to leave both of them. But tzicha get mizem, and she needs to get from both of them. Vainla, she has no right to neither a ksuva, nor peros, nor the value of the fruit, lo mazonos, nor food, lo belos, nor even the garment she's wearing, lo alzev, alzev, neither one of them. Vinodla mizev, if she took any of these things from either one of them, tachsor, she has to give it back. Vavlad mamzer mizev, mizev, and the child she has from each one of them is a mamzer. From either one of them is a mamzer. Lo zev, zev, matam, if both are kohanim, neither of them can go to levaya. Well, Zev says that koyim, and neither of them is suitable to accept to get lo mitziyasa, nothing she lost. Lo maaseh, then something she crafted. Lo apars not her, and either or no vows. Hoysa bas Yisrael, she was the daughter of Yisrael. Then if some minakuna, she can no longer marry a kohen because she had a bia psula. One of them was usher to her. Ubas Levi, if she was a Levi, she's exempt from a miser. Vas kohen mina truma ein yoshim shelze yuvlo yoshim shelze yoshim ksuvasa. I'm sorry, but I skipped. Vas le mina meiser, right? Vas le she loses the right to meiser, according to right mayor. Ubas kohen mina truma, and the daughter of the kohen loses her truma, period. Ein yoshim shelze lo yoshim shelze yoshim ksuvasa. Nobody gets her ksuva. Or it's going to say that, obviously. Meisu, if she dies, Echov Shelzeh Ve'echov Shelzeh Cholzin V'lo Yim Yabim Do Chalitza. Now Yibum is prohibited again because of special status. So it says, I understand. What's so terrible? Why did you give us such a severe punishment? Kamada Temetan, like you said over there, by a case where there was wife swapping the wedding night, right? Mafisha knows son Shlosh Chodashi, so he separates the women for 3 months. Shemu Bara say in order to tell if they're pregnant or not. But then, Bima Yuktana Sloy Royasly Levlad, if they were children and not yet suitable to conceive their own children, Marzir Samiad let her go back immediately. Why don't we let her go back to the first husband? Okay, so the first husband never divorced her. Why should go back? Says Marshani Itamashachem Hituboy. That's in the people led them astray. Right? They were young and naive. They didn't know what to think. Here, others are not responsible for her downfall, and therefore she has to be responsible herself.
They were responsible. They came back and said that the husband died.
True, but you're right. let's see what the Gemara says over here to expand that. Says the Gemara, Knas Kansubarsha Table Dekus Yofa. They made a special fine of severity against her in order to make sure that she should check out the details first herself very severely. Okay, so you're right. There was something else involved here. But nonetheless, we want to put the entire onus on her to make sure she checks out before she gets remarried.
They don't put a time limit
on
this.
No.
Like a year.
No time limit, right. She is coming upon her, period. So still, say that she can't marry the second guy, but why don't you go back to the first guy? I'll tell you, it's a good point. The reason they asked her to go back to the first guy because it looks like Arias. Because it looks like she was really married to the second guy. That's like a machzir grusho, so like taking back your wife after she married somebody else, so therefore they didn't want to allow her back to the first one. So it says, well, why does she need to get from the second guy, right? It was just znus, right? Since the first husband was alive. Shani shnisla derecheter. No, because at the time they got married, they thought it was mutter, so therefore they need a get afterwards. Now this get is, of course, only get through a baron, because there was no real marriage ever since she was never really divorced from the first husband, but it's enough to acquire her this get through a baron. Okay? Shmuel says, Oymani says another pshat. The reason why she needs a get from the second guy is because people might say in their private to each other, Shema shoshilech lo get. Maybe her first husband sent her a get from Chutz Loretz, where he was. Now, we know he didn't, but not everybody will know. So if we don't want people to get the wrong impression and think that maybe he actually sent a get, and that's what required him to give a get. We don't want people to think that she was really married to the second guy. Actually, people will think that, and therefore, in order to prevent people thinking that she's leaving the second guy without the benefit of the get, we make the second guy give a get as well. Unless people think she was actually fully married to the second guy, and should not think, therefore, that she's going out without having to get a full divorce. Okay? So that's the bottom line here. We're going to have to go on with this idea for several pages. And we're not fully finished yet. We have to come back to this on Monday as to why this actually is a case where we regard both men as being married to her, okay? Because there are going to be various different nuances and contradictions. But that's a general principle, that we regard her as if she was actually married to the two of them, even though the second one was just a facade. Okay.